Beyond Blindness. BWA serving its members for over 80 years. Magazine for members of Beyond Blindness. Summer Edition 2022. 1 Cameron Avenue, Gilles Plains. Postal address, P.O. Box 163 Grey Acres S. 5086. Telephone, 836-76088. Email, info@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, www.bayodblindness.org.au. Welcome. Season's greetings, everyone. It is amazing how quickly time passes, and here we are again putting together our last edition for this year, 2022. As usual, there is a lot to read about and news to catch up on, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all the best for the upcoming festive season and see you next year. Feedback. Recently I was out and about with several members of Beyond Blindness, and I was privy to a conversation about a recent trip away to Port Pirie and its surrounding townships. From all accounts it was very well received, and there are plans to venture back that way at some time in the future to explore more of the region. No doubt this kind of result would not be possible if it were not for Trudy and her band of volunteers. Talking about the volunteers, I went out on an outing with several members to visit Parliament House, and again Beyond Blindness is so fortunate to have such dedicated and thoughtful people who think nothing of assisting members and making sure they are not left to struggle. The tour itself was well presented and informative. Well worth the visit, and thanks for making the arrangements, Marion. Leonore Scott, Editor. A message from the board. Hello members and volunteers. I trust that everyone is looking forward to the coming festive season and hoping that the sun will shine for longer than 2 days this spring/summer. Following is my chairperson's report that was presented at the recent Beyond Blindness AGM and included in our annual report 2021-22. This report details our achievements over the past financial year, as well as providing some insight into future organizational planning and development. I look forward to 2023 and the opening of our new client center and ADME office at Campy Bell Tower. We will have many more opportunities to socialize next year, particularly with the arrival of our additional buses, anticipated to be delivered early in the new year, currently delayed due to worldwide component supply issues. On behalf of the board and the entire Beyond Blindness team, I wish you a merry and safe Christmas, and a happy and prosperous new year. Chairperson's report, Beyond Blindness 2021-22 AGM. As Chair of Blind Welfare Association of South Australia, trading as Beyond Blindness, I am very pleased to present the board's contribution to this year's annual report. The past fiscal year has been highly successful for Beyond Blindness, not only in terms of our operational activity and financial performance, but we have also embarked upon an exciting period of growth and expansion for the next part of our organizational journey, aimed at increasing services for our members and securing our ongoing sustainability. As we recover from the various restrictions of COVID, our services are now back to normal, but we still must comply with government directions as a disability community provider. A major highlight to our growth and expansion for this year has been the establishment and opening of our northern office at Gawler. This now gives us the capacity to provide equal access to our services for members across the whole of the metropolitan area and surrounding regional communities. We have also supported this expansion by increasing our minibus fleet from 2 to 4, one each of which will be located at our northern and southern offices, with the remaining 2 to be based centrally to support our members across the east and west. We have also increased our property portfolio with the purchase of a new building at Campy Bell Tower. This 2-story building is currently being outfitted to create a new administration and member activity center on the lower floor. The first floor will then be offered for commercial lease. This will in turn provide income to maintain and assist with rental of our Christers Beach and Gawler offices. Following the relocation of our operations to these new premises, the Gilles Plains site will continue to provide income through the rental of the on-site units, and following discussions with advisors from the property sector, the office and social center facility is planned to be offered to the market for commercial lease to ensure we maximize the financial return on these assets. I want to thank my fellow board members for their dedication, time given and insight to allow Beyond Blindness to achieve our vision and goal to reduce the impact of blindness and allow our members to participate in community social activities. Needless to say, we could also not exist or operate successfully without the support of our wonderful volunteer team, and the generosity of the broader community. As a South Australian community organisation with a history spanning more than 8 to 5 years, we remain committed to our mission of supporting independence and inclusion for blind South Australians now and into the future. Tony Starkey, President. A message from the manager. Christmas is upon us once again, and I am very much looking forward to catching up with members and volunteers at our numerous Christmas celebration events. Beyond Blindness is again finishing the year in a good position, financially secure and with new activities being run right across the metropolitan region. Support is now being provided to members living as far as Victor Harbour and the Barossa, facilitated by dedicated staff and volunteers based at our new offices at Christers Beach and Gawler. Upgrading work is well underway at our new Campbelltown Centre. The main building work, installation of solar panels and more car parking is now complete. New fencing, gates and floor coverings are also currently being installed. With cabinetry installation scheduled for early in the new year, we are anticipating a possible relocation to the new facility in either February or March, with an official opening shortly thereafter. In addition to the opening of our new northern office at Gawler, the year saw the finalization of our business restructuring plan, reallocating resources from administration to our community services, north, south, east and west of the city. The introduction of new finance and database software, along with a simplification of our volunteer reimbursement process, has all helped to reduce costs. This, in turn, has enabled the board to approve an increase to adaptive technology subsidies and no-interest loans to members. A new guiding skills instructional video was also completed during the year, and the introduction of our regular 6-weekly overnight bus trips around the state have proven to be immensely popular. While 4 new buses have been ordered, unfortunately, we have been at the mercy of international supply and demand. Disappointingly, we have been informed that these buses will now not arrive until the new year. We very much look forward to their delivery in early 2023. An exciting new year beckons for Beyond Blindness with the opening of our new Campy Bell Tower Centre and new buses arriving. I will be meeting in early January/February with the board to work on our next strategic plan that will guide our ongoing improvements to our services, subsidies, and social support for all members. Following our Christmas celebrations, the office will be closing from the 16th of December and reopening on the 16th of January 2023. I would like to thank all our staff, volunteers, and board for the outstanding support they have given to members and the organization throughout 2022 and wish everyone a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Jim Colligan, Manager. Around the office. In August, we welcomed Sandra Gisueto to the Beyond Blindness office team. With a strong background in office administration, Sandra has settled quickly into her new position as Business Support Officer, taking on responsibility for all administrative tasks associated with memberships and subsidy applications, finance and accounts, and a range of other administrative duties. Prior to joining Beyond Blindness, Sandra worked with Unity Housing for 2 years, where she was involved with the disability housing program that supported clients with complex needs. I was interested in going back to something in the not-for-profit sector and, with the Beyond Blindness office being close to home, it seemed like the perfect fit, Sandra said. Everyone is really welcoming, happy to chat, but it's busy. It has been really great getting to know and engage with the members, and I loved Oktoberfest. Sandra confesses that it has been a steep learning curve, lots to learn about accessibility and the various assistive equipment available. Outside of work, Sandra doesn't appear to have a lot of spare time. With 3 active boys aged 6, 8 and 9, her weekends are taken up with sport and more sport, including soccer, football, and basketball. My husband has his own commercial tiling business, so I help with that as well, she said. When Sandra does manage to find some free time, she loves getting out and meeting people, going to Italian festivals and clubs, as well as reading. Sandra's 3-day-per-week role with Beyond Blindness will find her at our central office at Gilles Plains from Wednesday to Friday each week. Adaptive Tech Corner. Dotpad, tactile graphics display for people who are blind or vision impaired. A new offering from Korean-based Dot Incorporation Co., Dotpad is the first smart tactile graphics display for people who are blind or vision impaired. It can display any visual content from any source because the innovative Dot Image Processing technology uses artificial intelligence, AI, to analyze and understand visual input and present it accurately on Dotpad's tactile display of 2,400 dots. Dot Incorporation co-founder K.I. Kwang Sung, who co-founded the company with Eric Ju-Yun Kim, explains, in the 21st century, it did not make sense that people who are vision impaired cannot access graphical information in a digital way. There are a lot of innovations out there in every industry, including education, jobs, and social network services. The requirement of graphical information is getting higher, which means that people who are vision impaired are getting cut off. Even in the pandemic situation, remote work and education was mandatory, but they did not have any solution to do that. Until now, the development of functional tactile graphics devices was hindered by both hardware and software. Conventional tactile devices use piezoelectricity to power their actuators, making them bulky and expensive. Furthermore, translation of a visual image into a tactile one is complex. Simple vector erasure or edge detection algorithms are not capable of producing tactile graphics that are suitable for blind users. It requires intelligence to understand what is in an image and decide what is important to the audience. DotPad solves these problems with a combination of innovative hardware and software. At the core of the DotPad sits the third generation of the innovative dot actuator technology. While conventional tactile devices use piezoelectricity to power their actuators, DotPad uniquely relies on electromagnetism, which reduces size, weight, power consumption and price by more than 10 times. This dramatically increases usability and makes the DotPad affordable for the majority of blind and vision impaired users. While the dot actuator technology is protected by 30 patents, it is licensed to other manufacturers to give as many people as possible the chance to benefit from it. It requires intelligence to understand what is in an image and decide what's important to the audience. To create comprehensible tactile content, DotPad relies on the innovative dot image processor. It is an AI that was trained with millions of existing visual and tactile graphics, to be able to analyze, understand and segment visual content, and translate it to tactile graphics most suitable for blind users. Launched in early 2022, DotPad has earned huge interest from the media as well as public and private institutions worldwide, with millions of dollars in orders. The DotPad technology is even being shared with competitors to give people who are vision impaired all around the world access to tactile graphics. For more information on DotPad, visit https://pad.dotecore.com. A spotlight on member, Angela Schiller. Long-term Victor Harbor resident and Beyond Blindness member, Angela Schiller, recently proved that blindness is no barrier to achievement when she was successful in her campaign to be elected to Victor Harbor Local Council during the South Australian local government elections in November. Following is an extract from the media release that launched her campaign. Victor Harbor, the city of Victor Harbor, could become the first council in South Australia to have an elected member who is officially blind. As nominations for the 2022 council elections in South Australia open on August the 23rd, among the first to announce an intention to run is disability advocate and Victor Harbor resident Angela Schiller. Angela, who has been blind from birth, has been providing a voice for people living with a disability locally, statewide and nationally, and is running with the unexpected slogan "Seeing Things Differently." She has held roles with Disability Elders of All Ages, DEAA, Queensland Disability Network, QDN, the Royal Society for the Blind, RSB, and the Guide Dogs Consumer Reference Group, as well as being part of the City of Victor Harbour's Disability Access and Inclusion Advisory Committee for more than 10 years and being a representative on state and regional local government association committees. The roles have covered advocacy, advice and also training and assistance with the development of adaptive technology. She sees an elected member role as a chance to provide a better disability voice in local decisions, as well as showing that people with a vision impairment have much to offer. "My lived experience of disability, using many of the community services provided by the council, will provide unique insights to help shape a more inclusive Victor Harbor community," Angela said. With more than 30% of our community identifying as living with a disability, according to the latest census figures, it is important they have a voice at local government level who understands their challenges and their dreams for the city. But Angela's interests go beyond disability too. "My background in primary industry, as a small business owner and a mother, will also give me greater scope for understanding the local needs of ratepayers and residents generally beyond those living with a disability." Having recently battled and survived breast cancer, Angela is confident in overcoming any challenges if elected in November. "I have been through a lot in my life and always been able to adapt and contribute through finding alternative ways to tackle the issue, so my approach to being on council would be no different. I live by the motto, where there's a will, there's a way. I have confidently used adaptive technology to read documents, emails, messages and websites, as well as manage tasks and calendar appointments throughout my years serving on committees at local, state and national level," she said. "I'll have Oreo, her guide dog, by my side, but other than that I intend to be able to operate independently and not have barriers to being a valuable part of the next term's council. As someone without the sense of sight, it means I have more focus on listening to people, which I believe is an important trait for anyone in government. You don't have to be able to physically see someone to listen, understand and voice their views. Some of the issues Angela wants to bring to the role include practical planning to enable better access to services and transport, affordable and accessible housing options, youth engagement and an even greater focus on positive aging, particularly given the age demographic of the local community. A spotlight on volunteer, Hedy Hendricks. Long-term volunteer, Hedy Hendricks, who celebrated her 79th birthday at the end of November, shares her story of almost 19 years with Beyond Blindness. Hedy, who is of British descent, was born in India and immigrated to Australia in 1987. I came to Australia on a family reunion visa as my two brothers lived here, she said. Prior to moving to Australia, Hedy had worked in India for the previous 21 years with Macmillan Publishing. When she arrived in Australia, she started working in a factory where she was offered an office job in which she worked for over 18 years. In 2004 I started volunteering with the Blind Welfare Association, Beyond Blindness, as well as St. Vincent de Paul. With St. Vinny's I would work on Fridays and as a lavender lady at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, Hedy said. When Hedy first joined Beyond Blindness, she would assist members attending the weekly craft group as well as helping in the kitchen and making lunches. Shortly after, she changed her days of work to Mondays and Thursdays. On Mondays we would have the entertainment group where we would have different entertainers coming to the centre, the police band, etc. to entertain the members. We would collect stamps and run raffles to raise money to cover the cost, she said. On Thursdays, activities would alternate between outings to places such as different museums and local attractions, and guest speakers from the zoo, galleries and museums coming into the centre to speak with members on topics of interest. The best part was that we would meet every Monday and Thursday over coffee and tea with everyone. We would chat and the members would put forward their suggestions for what activities they would like to do. It was like an extended family. We would have a big group of between 20 and 25 on Mondays and about 16 on Thursdays. We were all very close, Hedy said. Hedy continues to assist Beyond Blindness members every Thursday, as well as volunteering at St. Vincent de Paul on Fridays. On Thursdays I help members, especially the ladies, on their regular outings. My whole heart and love is for the members. Without the volunteers there would be no Beyond Blindness, Hedy remarked. Along with her two brothers here in Australia, Hedy has six nieces and nephews, five grandnephews and one niece, all of whom she is immensely proud of volunteering at Beyond Blindness, Hedy says. I get a lot of encouragement because, the members, are so outgoing. It's so encouraging to see the members helping and supporting one another despite their own disabilities. I would encourage anyone thinking of volunteering at Beyond Blindness, it's giving back to the community. I worked for so long that I want to give something back. Letters to Santa this Christmas. In a recent announcement from Australia Post, children who are blind or have low vision can now send their letters to Santa, and Santa will reply in their preferred format. As part of Australia Post's ongoing commitment to inclusivity and accessibility, the Santa Mail program will now feature simplified messaging and large print responses for children with low vision. Parents and children who have low vision can receive a large text reply from Santa by sending their letters to Santa Mail, large text. North Pole 9999. Families can mail their letters right up until the 2nd of December. Some post offices will also have a floor standing Santa mailbox for you to pop your letters into. As Australia Post Head of Marketing Communications, Karina says, we want every child to be able to have the joy of contacting Santa, so this year, our program is open to any form of communication, be it a letter, drawing, song, or photo. In return, kids will receive a response from Santa that suits their accessibility needs, including large font and braille. Find out more at https://about-us/supporting-community/literacy-education/santa-mail. A message from Northern Engagement Officer. There are only a few scheduled activities out this way for the remainder of this year, including joining the Beyond Blindness Gawler Low Vision Group for Christmas lunch on Friday the 9th of December at the Southern Hotel. An activity calendar for the first few months of 2023 will be available soon, thanks to the input of members and the many suggestions that have been collated. I am grateful to the members in the North who have supported me in getting the Gawler outreach off the ground by participating in activities or just by phoning or dropping in to say hello. It means a lot to me, so thank you. I wish everyone a happy Christmas and I look forward to seeing you in 2023. Kindest regards, Deidre Gavrose. Oaks Liberty Apartment. Everyone loves a holiday, so why not take advantage of spending some time in the apartment at the Oaks Liberty Suites in Glielg? This fully self-contained two-bedroom apartment is the perfect place to relax, unwind and enjoy a break, either with family or friends. Members can enjoy up to 7 nights accommodation each year at the greatly reduced cost of only $120 for 3 nights and $80/night thereafter. Limited dates are still available in late November and early December, and bookings are already being taken for 2023, so make sure you get in quick. To ensure fairness, only one stay during peak periods such as Easter, Christmas and New Year's Eve is permitted. Please call Deidre on 8166-3300 or email deverose@bayodblindness.org.au. Editor's comment. I hope you enjoyed this edition of your Beyond Blindness magazine. If you would like to make a contribution to our next edition, please forward it on to the Beyond Blindness office or call 836-76088. Email, info@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, www.bayodblindness.org.au. Beyond Blindness Activities Calendar. 2022 Activities End, Friday, the 9th of December, 2022. 2023 Activities Resume, Monday, the 30th of January, 2023. Term 1, January, February, March, April 2023. Trips. Contact, Trudy, Group Travel Planner, 0488104354. Monday the 6th of February, through the 9th of February, 2023. 3-night/4-day trip to Mome, to be confirmed due to Rivola floods. Monday the 13th of March, through the 16th of March, 2023. 3-night/4-day trip to Peterborough, to be confirmed due to Rivola floods. Travel Club. Contact, Catherine Botcher 0438292837 or Saturday the 11th of February, 8 a.m. onwards, Mount Barker Cinema, lunch at Orchard Irock Tavern. Saturday the 11th of March, 8 a.m. onwards, Tanunda Show. Bring money for lunch. Saturday the 8th of April, 8 a.m. onwards, Mordo Zoo. Lunch at Zoo. Beyond Blindness on 836-76088. Central/East Activities. Contact, Marion, Member Engagement Officer, Central/East, 836-76088. Monday, Gentle Walk and Lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Dates, the 30th of January /6/13/20, the 27th of February /6/13/20, the 27th of March /3 April. Venues, Thorndon Park, Semaphore, Morso Lakes, River Torrens, Brickworks, Oakda Park. Tuesday. Activity 1, Golf and Lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dates, 7/14/21, the 28th of February /7/14/21, the 28th of March /4, the 11th of April. Venue, Valley View Golf Course. Activity 2, Singing, TBC, 1:30 p.m. minus 2:30 p.m. Dates, 14, the 28th of February /14, the 28th of March. Venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. Wednesday. Activity 1, Craft and Chat, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dates, 1, 8, 15, the 22nd of February /1, 8, 15, 22, the 29th of March /5, the 12th of April. Activity 2, Bingo, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Dates, 1, the 15th of February /1, 15, the 29th of March /the 12th of April. Venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. Activity 3, Wednesday Walks, 7 kilometers walk, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, various locations asterisk. Please note, Wednesday walks will be cancelled when it coincides with week of trips. Dates, 1, 15, the 22nd of February /1, 8, 22, the 29th of March /5, the 12th of April. Thursday. Dates, the 2nd of February, the 2nd of March, the 6th of April, 10-pin bowling at Woodville and lunch at Tavern 540 from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The 16th of February, Adelaide Desalination Plant, lunch, location TBC. The 23rd of February, Western Activity, tram ride to Glielg, lunch at Lighthouse Wharf, 10:30. The 9th of March, Wituga Courthouse Tour, with mock trial featuring BB volunteers as actors, and Slate Museum and lunch at Woolugga Hotel 10:30, 4 p.m. The 23rd of March, Western Activity, Railway Museum, lunch at Tavern 540, 10:30. the 13th of April, TBC, Mount Lofty Botanic Gardens Tour, 10:30 a.m, lunch, TBC. Friday. Activity 1, Friday hike 9:30 a.m, 2 p.m. Dates, 10, the 24th of February / 10, the 24th of March, various locations. Activity 2, how to use your device workshop, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Dates, the 24th of February / the 24th of March / the 28th of April, venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. The 3rd of March, stretch your dollar finance talk and light lunch from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. The 10th of March, senior social group and tea 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. The 31st of April, cooking classes with Leonore 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., venue, Beyond Blindness Gilles Plains. North activities. Contact Deidre, Member Engagement Officer, North. 8166-3330 or 0403451817. Country music. Sun, the 15th of January, the 19th of February, 2019 March, the 16th of April, 9 a.m. onwards, Playford Country Music Club, Elizabeth Downs. Northern Outreach. Monday the 13th of February, Walking Group, Fremont Park, Elizabeth. Fish and Chips for Lunch 11 a.m, 2 p.m. Monday the 3rd of April, Orange Spot Bakery in Glielg, optional walk around, 11 a.m, 3 p.m. Monday the 24th of April, day trip to Farm Barn in Handorf and lunch, time TBC. Wednesday the 22nd of February, lunch at Anglevale Tavern from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday the 8th of March, day trip to Clare and lunch, time TBC. Wednesday the 22nd of March, Melba's Chocolate Factory Woodside and lunch at the Oak Bank Hotel, time TBC. Friday the 14th of April, join the Beyond Blindness Gawler Low Vision Group, Priors on the Fleury U Cabaret Show in Woolooga 10 a.m. Beyond Blindness Gawler Low Vision Group, BBGLVG. Contact, Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Alternate Fridays. Friday the 3rd of February, Gawler Home Meeting, Elderly Center Gawler 10 a.m. Friday the 17th of February, Kais Family Wines Barossa Valley 10 a.m. Friday the 3rd of March, Gawler Home Meeting, Elderly Center Gawler 10 a.m. Friday the 17th of March, Day Trip to Mome 10 a.m. Friday the 31st of March, Gawler Home Meeting, Elderly Center Gawler 10 a.m. Friday the 14th of April, join the Northern Outreach Program, Priors on the Fleury U Cabaret Show in Woolooga 10 a.m. Friday the 28th of April, Gawler Home Meeting, Elderly Center Gawler 10 a.m. South activities. Contact, Jeremy, Member Engagement Officer, South. 8556622-8 on Monday, Tuesdays only. Monday. Dates, the 13th of February, 2013 March, Victor Harbour Talking Book Club, 10:30 a.m. - 12:00 p.m. Venue, Victor Harbour Library. The 27th of March, to be confirmed, Southern Conversation Corner. Tuesday. Activity 1, Victor Harbour Men's Group Coffee and Chat, 10 a.m, 11:30 a.m. Date 7, 14, 21, the 28th of February / 7, 14, 21, the 28th of March / 4, the 11th of April, venue, the Crown Hotel Victor Harbour. Activity 2, Southern Social Group, 10:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. Dates, the 7th of February, venue, Woodcroft Christian Centre. Dates, the 7th of March, the 4th of April, venue, Christie's Beach Southern Office. Activity 3, Southern Craft, 10:30 a.m, 1 p.m. Dates, the 14th of February, 2014 March, the 11th of April, venue, Christie's Beach Southern Office. Activity 4, Southern Bus Outing, venues, to be confirmed, 10:30 a.m, 3:30 p.m. Dates, the 21st of February, 21 March, the 18th of April. Wednesday. The 8th of February, the 8th of March, Blackwood Coffee Group, Blackwood, 10:30 a.m. - 12 p.m. Venue, Arkhaman and Dyerwood Oven Bakery. West activities. Contact, Frank, Member Engagement Officer, West. 0488114626. Thursday. The 23rd of February, tram ride to Glielg, lunch at Glielg, 10:30 a.m. The 23rd of March, Railway Museum, lunch at Tavern 540, 10:30 a.m. Friday. The 17th of February, walk then lunch at Lighthouse Wharf Hotel, 11 a.m. The 17th of March, bowling and lunch at Tavern 540, 10:30 a.m. The 21st of April, lunch at Mile End Hotel, 12 p.m. Saturday. The 4th of February, walk then lunch at OG Hotel, 12 p.m. The 4th of March, lunch at Palais Hotel, 11:30 a.m. The 1st of April, lunch at Woodville Hotel, 12 p.m. The 15th of April, Young Person Group, lunch at the Bartley, 12 p.m. Sunday. The 12th of February, lunch and music at the Lighthouse Wharf Hotel, 12 p.m. The 12th of March, lunch and music at the Palais, 12 p.m. Important information. Please note, members from all regions are welcome to attend all activities. All activities are subject to change and a minimum number of sign-up. Some activities may have entry fees involved. Transport may be provided for members living within predetermined radius. For members who are living outside of the radius, alternative central pickup locations can be arranged, subject to availability. Term 1 school holidays are 17th, the 30th of April, 2023. Most regular activities will take a holiday break during this period. Please refer to the calendar and contact the regional member engagement officer for any clarification. For the health and safety of all members and volunteers, members and carers who participate in activities must be triple vaccinated for COVID-19. Hot weather policy, if the temperature is forecast on the previous night 6 p.m. news as 32 degrees Celsius or above, members who are assisted by guide dogs are reminded that it is recommended not to use guide dogs above 32 degrees Celsius. 38 degrees Celsius or above, all outside and non-metro events will be cancelled. 40 degrees Celsius or above, all beyond blindness member activities will be cancelled.